Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. You're all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Class, this is a very serious broadcast. And I suggest that you leave your dial right where it is. I don't think I've ever said that. This, before I go into why, USA Prepares is the first transcontinental solar-powered broadcast where both ends are solar-powered, and we have been for years. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she lives on a farm. She's a farmer, and I'm a farmer in Missouri, United States of America. And both of us have solar power, and both of us power this class via the sun. Now, what's in the middle we can't control, and that's probably not totally solar powered. It's probably petrol powered, nuclear powered, coal powered, natural gas powered, hydro powered, etc. But both ends are solar powered. So I wanted to let you know that. And today's broadcast, don't let this dissuade you from being in class today. It's about pirates. And here's a very interesting thing about it. Otto Adolf Eichmann, was born in 1906. And he was a German-Austrian. And he was one of the major organizers of the final solution, the killing of people in concentration camps, murder, death, wide-scale death. He's a Nazi. In 1960, the Mossad captured Adolf Eichmann in Argentina. He was tried in 1961. He was executed by hanging in 1962 for being a pirate. Yes, you heard that right. For being a pirate. Because he was found guilty of war crimes that were so great, meaning bad, that international agreements allow the pursuit of alleged criminals across states and countries' political boundaries. So, the Mossad from Israel traveled to Argentina, where they typically would be thought to have no jurisdiction. But because of the piracy laws, they do, and did. So they captured Otto Adolf Eichmann, tried him, and executed him. Now, by extension, the laws of piracy were typically thought to be of the high seas. But that's not exactly true. So I was thinking about this a couple days ago, and I talked to Gwyneth, and I don't know anyone who knows more about pirates than Gwyneth Isaacs. She's written multiple books about it. And if you want to see them, they're on Amazon right now, and have been for years. So all you have to do is Go to Amazon, type in Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S. You'll find them. And they're novels, but they're about pirates. And she wrote about pirates because she knows about pirates. I don't know anyone, and I've never heard of anyone, who knows more about pirates than Gwyneth Isaacs. So my question for Gwyneth, I sent her an email, and we talked last night about this. My question for Gwyneth was, Gwyneth, by extension, the creation of a biological weapon that has killed, maimed, harmed lots and lots of people, millions of them, millions and millions and millions of people. Is that a crime so great that it would fall under the piracy laws? And by extension, can the people who have perpetrated these crimes of COVID-19, the destruction of economies, the destruction of the family, the destruction of the medical industry, the fraud, all of this, are these crimes so great that the perpetrators can be pursued outside of the United States, captured, brought back to the United States, tried, and if found guilty, be hung publicly? That was the question. That's what we're going to discuss today. So let me just share with you how this is going to work. None of the details of this class have been worked out. None of them. You're going to hear it unfold, just as Gwyneth and I do. But you now know the premise of the class. You now know what we're going to be discussing. We'll be discussing piracy during the first hour, what it is, piracy on the high seas, and who allowed it. The people that have allowed piracy, I'm talking about up until the 1700s, were famous. They were the most famous people in the lands. They actually, in writing, allowed, permitted, authorized, encouraged piracy. The stealing of valuables from ships from other, we'll call them countries, like France, Spain, England. Piracy is the basis that allowed slaves to be captured, kidnapping random people, put them on ships, and sell them. The people that you will learn who have been involved at the highest levels of piracy, you won't believe it. And they live in their family homes that dwarf everything else on the planet. So you might say, Bill Gates is rich? Huh. Not compared to the wealth of the families of pirates. I think you're going to be shocked. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am really excited about this broadcast, Gwyneth. Is there anything that I said that was not true?
No, it's all totally accurate.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we start with, what is piracy? We'll have to go quickly on that.
Okay. Piracy is basically stealing a ship that is, you know, or stealing a ship is basically piracy. But whether that ship is on the water or not really doesn't matter. And I think that that's at the very crux of our argument, that piracy doesn't have to be on the water. Because if for instance, you've got a ship and that ship was careened, okay, that means if it was pulled up onto the mudflats and it was busy getting its barnacles scraped off it, and then a group of people, walked out of the mangroves or walked over over the across from the city or whatever, and they all had firearms, and they pointed the firearms at the crew that were busy careening and said, "Oi, get out of here. This is our ship now." And then, you know, they sat on the ship until the tide came in and then floated off on it. Well, that would be piracy. Okay? So was the ship on dry land or was it in the water? Well, you know, it was actually on dry land, although it was beneath the high watermark. But that would be piracy, and it would be piracy on dry land. And if you got somebody who was a pirate and they took to the land and they, you know, they had their firearm with them and they held up a coach, then they would be a highwayman. But then, you know, that's a type of piracy as well. That's sometimes called road piracy. And that is a form of piracy too. That's another form of piracy that happens on the land. And the ship, instead of being a ship on the water, it's a vehicle. Okay, in the old days it would have been a horse and coach, but there's still road piracy that goes on today. We call them carjackings. Although the main group that is involved in road piracy these days is actually the blue team, because they seem to think that they have the right to stop your vehicle any time they feel like it and demand money off of you. They issue you with an extortionate notice of demand that they call an infringement notice or a fine, and if you don't pay it, then they're going to try and take your vehicle off you. They may try and imprison you. They may try and bring you up on false legal or criminal charges, and they may even take your property off you in some circumstances, either your vehicle, or I think there have even been cases where the police have taken people's land off them for non-payment of infringement notices. I may be wrong there, but, you know, it's basic, and all this is like, you know, because you don't have their approved piece of metal bolted to their vehicle, or you're not on their approved register of shipmasters, meaning that you haven't got a driver's license. So this was, they are actually operating, the blue team, when they on the road and they're operating, pulling people over randomly and checking over their vehicles and checking licenses and checking motor vehicle registrations, they're actually operating under letters of mark. They're not called letters of mark, but they might as well be, because it's the letters that they get from the government, documentation that they get from the government authorising them to randomly accost private vehicles and possibly demand money off of them. Now, if you or I did that, we would be arrested. And in the old days, we definitely would have been hung, because that would have been we would have been charged with highwayman's crime, and that's a form of piracy. And it is piracy. It's piracy of the road instead of piracy of the water. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. We're going into a break, and I'll give you an example class when we come back. I've seen this firsthand.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver. offer is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth and I are describing piracy, and by extension, COVID-19 and the criminals involved and what could happen to them. 30 years ago this year, 2001, I've been traveling twice a day on this back road in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. My dad was in surgical trauma, intensive care. Guy crashed into him. Guy fell asleep at the wheel and really banged him up. And so the family and I would go twice a day on this one road. And one of these days, there was a gauntlet. And I saw all these police cars. And the lights flashing and cars on the side of the road and trucks on the side of the road and everybody was stopped. And the state police were allowing one car to go through at a time. And when it was my turn, the state policeman barked into my window, license and registration. And I wanted to know why. And he wanted to kill me because I wanted to know why. Well, what was happening is anyone who could not prove a current license and a current registration and a current certificate of insurance on that particular vehicle would be asked to exit the vehicle. The vehicle would be put on the side of the road. The tow trucks would take it away. What I'm talking about is seizing the ships. I'm talking about the state police were saying that if you didn't have permission to be on their seas, which is their roads, which is really our roads. If you didn't have their permission, they would take your ship and impound it and hold it ransom. And that was the deciding moment that I turned to our family and said, we got to get out of here. We got to move from the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. So I saw this firsthand. And there were people standing on the side of the road, and there was a lot of cars and trucks that they had waiting for the tow trucks, because the tow trucks were fewer than the number of vehicles that they were stealing. This is the police, the state police in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. What Gwyneth is talking about, the blue team, I saw it 20 years ago. And carjackings, that's people, you know, like in the city, when they bang into your car in the back, you get out, take a look, and while you're getting out to take a look, another guy jumps in and steals your car. That's another form of piracy, where they steal your ship. Gwyneth, so we've defined that piracy is stealing the ships, but the ships can be cars. And piracy, if you have ever watched a DVD on your player, your DVD player, a statement will come up and say, piracy is not a victimless crime. They're telling you that if you show that DVD commercially that you bought for home entertainment, that is a crime. If you copy them and sell them, that is a crime. Is that because it happened on the high seas? I think that means that it can happen on land, because that's where the copying machines would be. That's where somebody would show it commercially, right? So piracy is not, according to my research and Gwyneth's, it is not limited to just the seas. So Gwyneth, there were some pretty famous pirates. Captain Morgan, Blackbeard, Captain Kidd, etc. Can you tell us, maybe one by one, and we only have a half hour left of this particular on the seas portion, what they were up to, one by one, and who authorized them to commit these crimes? Because these were crimes of theft. These pirates weren't necessarily good guys. And they would steal and attack other ships. And people died during these exchanges of who actually is going to keep the other ship. When we come back, can you share with us some of those notorious pirates and who signed off on giving them permission and authorizing them?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Class, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be stunned. And this is what is not taught in schools.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Republican and a Democrat lawmaker leave the safety of the United States and travel to Afghanistan unannounced Tuesday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled against the Biden administration Tuesday and is demanding the Remain in Mexico immigrant program be put back into law. The vote was 6-3. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An Alabama doctor will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated starting in October. Doctors refusing to see patients raises all kinds of questions, legally and morally. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, quote, effective October 1st, 2021, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19, close quote. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision. He posted a copy of that letter online. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon, and Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know, under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons, but otherwise doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's a degreed scientist, author, researcher. And if you'd like to peruse her offerings, go to Amazon and type in Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H. I-S-A-A-C-S. You'll find it. And Gwyneth Isaacs, I've read some of her work before it was published, and her work is as fine as the finest authors on the planet. No kidding. So, her emails read like manuscripts. Gwyneth, we were talking about pirates. Let's continue on with some of the pirates that are famous, what they did, and who authorized their pursuits.
Okay. Probably in England, the one who was the first one to, in modern sort of, you know, pre-modern history, you know, the sort of history that we normally think of when we think of as history, was probably Queen Elizabeth I, and she authorized Captain Drake to go after Spanish ships by writing him a letter of marque. And the reason why she did that was it was cheaper to contract with Captain Drake to go after the Spanish than it was for her to raise a navy herself. And Captain, she would write this letter authorizing Captain Drake to go and capture Spanish ships, and Captain Drake would go and capture Spanish ships, and he would take a share of any loot and booty that he got from the ships, which might include any treasure, any cargo that they had on board, or even the whole ship. Mark is spelled M-A-R-Q-U-E. So letter as in letter that you would write to somebody of M-A-R-Q-U-E. That's how you write it. And it's basically a letter saying, I, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth I, or, you know, she would have just been Queen Elizabeth back then, because there wasn't a second, because that was hundreds of years into the future. But it would have gone something like this. Authorize Sir William Drake to capture Spanish ships and bring them back to port, and, you know, to be divided up for loot and booty, or to keep a record of any ships that he disposed of at sea. And that could mean ships that he sank, or ships that he captured and took a tribute off, or whatever. And so it's basically stealing from a ship that was permission from the crown. And that was one of the first examples. I'm not sure if it was absolutely the first example, but it was certainly one of the early ones. But later on, you had other various kings and queens took ships through letters of marque. And it became very popular, not just with the kings and queens of England, but also with other nations. And pretty soon all the kings of Europe were doing it. And you basically had whole wars where pretty well the only ships involved were privateers, which was ships that were under private contract to the crown via letters of marque. And some of the most famous of these, there was a Captain Morgan was another famous one. Now, Captain Morgan was under letters of marque from King Charles II. And I'll just go back a little bit with King Charles II, because there's something that not a lot of people realise. That King Charles II's life was once saved by a highwayman. And that highwayman's name was Captain James Hind. And Captain James Hind was, he was a royalist highwayman during the English Civil War. And he was not under letters of marque, but under his own initiative, he would go around with his gang, and he would accost vehicles, parliamentary coaches, on the roads, and demand that they stand and deliver. And if he found out that it was a royalist in the coach, then he would let them go. And he would sometimes even give them some money, for their good deed in being loyal title to King Charles, you know, or actually it was Charles the First had his head beheaded, and it was his son who became, who was called Prince Charles, not the current Prince Charles, the man who became King Charles the Second. So anyway, it went on that Captain Hind found himself at the Battle of Worcester fighting alongside King Charles, or Prince Charles, and things were not going well for the prince. And so James Hind said to him, "Listen, sir, I think that it would be a good idea if you retreated now. And I know that there's a French ship off the coast." And so he abducted Charles II off the battlefield and delivered him to the French ship and made sure that he got safely to, you know, this French ship that sailed him off to France. And because of that, he was later able to, after the death of Oliver Cromwell, he was later able to return to England. And he became King Charles II, and it was the same King Charles II that authorised Sir Henry Morgan, who wasn't a sir at that time, Henry Morgan to become a privateer. So Henry Morgan, he had one uncle who was in the Royalist Army, and he had who was a general in the Royalist Army, and he had another uncle who was a general in the Parliamentary Army during the Civil War, and he would have heard stories from both sides. But he himself pledged loyalty to King Charles II after he was put back on the throne, and King Charles II wrote him a letter of marque and put him on a ship, and he went across to the Americas and began looting the Spanish, because at that time the Spanish were the enemies of the British Crown, and they were having a war over the Americas. But once again, the English found that they were in a situation where they couldn't afford to raise their own navy to fight this naval battle. And so they contracted with the with another group of land pirates who were called buccaneers. And they were all through the Caribbean, but primarily on the island of San Domingo, which is today known as the Dominican Republic of Haiti. And it's that island that is today Dominican Republic, and Haiti is called Saint Domingo. And so there it was full of cattle, and it was full of hogs, boars that the Spanish had put there to supply food for the sailors. And the cattle and the hogs found that the climate suited them ideally, and they went forth and multiplied, and stranded, shipwrecked sailors, vagabonds on the run, wanted criminals, and men who just wanted adventure would land on the island, and they would live off of the cattle and the hogs. And they had these muskets with them, which had something like a 5 or 6 foot barrel on these muskets. And they were a 50 caliber musket that had a flintlock mechanism, and they were quite high powered and extremely accurate, where they could take down a hog or a bull from 300 to 500 yards, which is, I don't think you could take down a bull from 500 yards, Vincent. I don't know, I might be wrong.
Well,
that's what these buccaneers could do.
We'll leave that for another day. But yeah.
they were very good shots, and they would take these hogs and these bulls, and they would dry their meat on wooden barbecues that they set up on the beach which in French, and I've actually checked this with some French butchers that I know, and I said, is it true that in French the word for barbecue is boucan? And they said, yes, it is. So if you were a barbecuer, then you would be boucanier. And they said, yes, that's exactly what you would call a barbecuer. You would call them boucanier in the French language. And that is the very word that we get buccaneer from in English. And these buccaneers, they would barbecue, that means dry out the meat and smoke the meat on these wooden barbecue racks. And then they would sell the meat, the dried meat, to passing ships. And, you know, now and again they would take a ship, or they would rob a ship while the captain and the senior officers were busy getting their supplies. Then, some other members of the buccaneering gang would go around the back and take all the cargo off. And, you know, this is what they did. And they soon developed a reputation of being disreputable pirates. But they, you know, in the beginning, they were robbing the ships from the land. And so, you know, this is another form of land piracy that happened. But then they began to take the ships, and because some of them were former sailors, they knew a bit about, you know, sailing. And so they would take them, and then they would rob other ships at sea. And that was how Henry Morgan's buccaneers got their start. But the thing is that these people were all operating under the authority of the Crown. So King Charles II had authorized Henry Morgan to go out and take Spanish ships. But if you had an English ship operating in Spanish waters, then it wouldn't really be safe for them to operate unless they were flying Spanish flags. So Henry Morgan might end up taking a British ship now and again. And, you know, there was nothing that's really proven or done about it, because they weren't supposed to be flying Spanish flags. So, you know, right, that was what happened, and then they would be victims of Henry Morgan's adventures as well.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Talking about pirates and the great wealth that's been accumulated over the centuries, and during the next hour, we're going to flesh this out, and you won't believe what you're going to hear. So, Gwyneth, just to recap, Captain Morgan was a mercenary. He was a private, but he was a pirate. But because he had a letter of marque from the Crown, Queen Elizabeth, he was able to operate would appear to be legally on the high seas, seizing ships. So he was a mercenary, he was a pirate, but he was a legal pirate at times because he had a license from the Crown. And this license extended to attack the Spanish ships and the Spanish as long as England and Spain were at war. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And but like I say, he truth be told, he'd attack anyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
and if he attacked a British ship, then he would claim that they were flying Spanish flags.
Yeah,
because ships did that. At times, a quarter to a third of the ships on the high seas were flying false flags just for the purposes of safety, that if you were flying in a Spanish area and you were flying British flags or French flags, then you were painting a target on your back. So you'd have a Spanish flag in your sea chest, and when you were sailing through a Spanish area, then you'd fly a Spanish flag from the mast just for your own safety.
Yeah, and so going back to Captain Drake, class, let's flesh that out a little bit. You have been taught in elementary school about Captain Drake, but you were told his name was Sir Francis Drake. Now, Sir Francis Drake was knighted by the Queen. That would be Queen Elizabeth, number one. And he was best known as the guy whose crew circumnavigated the world between 1577 and 1580. So he was a English explorer. He's a sea captain. He was a pirate. He was a privateer, which is a legalized pirate. He was a naval officer. He was a slave trader and a politician. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's all true. You know, and, you know, the truth of it is that it's not like that they got a halo and a set of wings as soon as they got the letter of mark. They would carry on doing exactly the same sort of thing that they'd been doing without the letter of mark, except now they were authorized by the Crown to do it. And the Crown didn't particularly seem to mind. They didn't really care where the treasure came from. And, you know, there were times when privateers got into trouble for taking ships, but, you know, those cases were in the minority rather than in the majority. And, you know, but Sir Francis Drake was a favoured hero of Queen Elizabeth I, but to this day, the French call him Il Draco, which means the dragon in Spanish. They don't like him at all, and they say that they think that it's wrong. 500 years later, to this day, the Spanish think that it's wrong, but the English think that he's such a marvelous person. I would be inclined to agree with the Spanish, actually, because he did some absolutely terrible things. He was, you know, a robber. He was a murderer. And, you know, he was basically most of all interested in doing anything that would, you know, enrich himself. This is what privateers are like. They didn't become privateers out of any deep sense of loyalty for the Crown that they got the letter of marque. They became privateers because it enabled them to do what they wanted to do without getting into trouble for it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and so to cut to maybe one sentence, we're talking about high crimes on the high seas, sanctioned and in partnership with the Crown, the Queen. That's what we're talking about.
And encouraged by the Crown. That they were actually encouraged to go and do these things by the Crown. And every nation on earth, including America, has done this. So, you know, after the top of the hour news, if we could discuss Jean Lafitte for a little bit, then that would be cool.
Absolutely.
It was probably him that the British were after at the Battle of Fort McHenry.
Yeah, and class, you've heard about him. You were taught about him in elementary school, except his name was Lafayette. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs. And why is it that other broadcasts don't talk about this? Because they can't.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.